gentlemen.
The biggest name.
You're locked in to JJ and Alex. With the insight and analysis on the teams you can't live without. Presented by G2G Bars. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Welcome back to the program. JJ and Alex, 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone. It's a Friday edition of the program. Our commitment is to have fun, not to have food. Sly.
God. Jeremy.
It was a very weird goal. Hey, what's our motto on a Friday? Yeah, have fun. Oh, sorry. We all said it at the same time. He goes, have food. Wait, what? Have food delivered.
Have yesterday, food delivered. Sly eats burritos and comes in and tells us about it. Now he's trying to tempt
what's
us.
What's great is
thinking, even thinking about food.
Alex and I parked at the same time. Yes. And Alex comes straight up to my car. What you got today?
I know. I knocked on the window.
He can smell it. Yes. Across
I know you
the
got
parking lot.
Sly.
What's going on here? You're gonna be having some. What is it like? Some.
Can I just have a bite?
It's not rage. It's not rage eating. It's
just
not rage
a little
eating.
Bit?
Did Damian Lillard just get tossed, or did he go back to the locker room for an injury situation?
That's a great question.
Because
he's definitely going back.
It's
to the
gotten
room.
A little chippy in this Indiana Pacers Milwaukee game. 32-18.
Ever since the tip.
Yes, Halliburton's talking massive crap, and with good reason. They're up by 14 right now with the first quarter almost over in Indiana. And I don't know what happened but Lillard was like looking back.
He got hurt.
Did he? Okay. Yeah. Well, that's even worse.
I'm watching the play right now, and I shouldn't have the audio.
Crazy. Over. All right. So we'll keep you up to date on all these things. On top of the fact that we've got some massive draft coverage, our show is always brought to you by G2G Bars, all natural ingredients and no preservatives make the G2G Bar perfect for anybody who needs a quick, tasty, and nutritious boost. So yes, NBA is up on the screen. We've got the draft, of course, that's going to be at 5 o'clock kicking off rounds 2 and 3 today. Awesome day for the locals here. But also
4 NHL Stanley Cup playoff games tonight.
4 NHL games that you're going to want to watch
what
as
night.
Well. And we mentioned that the draft lottery is coming up on the 7th of May. And I think that where is the Utah franchise?
They have the sixth best odds right now.
Okay,
like
6th best
7.5% chance of winning the lottery.
So the likelihood is more that they would be slotted exactly where they should go than it is to even move up a one or two
as
slots.
We've experienced with the NBA draft, yes. Or
right.
Fall back.
But the top six pick is a really good one.
Outstanding.
It's a good one
yeah,
to have.
Especially with hockey. It's more like baseball. It's not an exact science.
You know what? I think we should own the lottery stuff. You know why? It's the only time we can get excited about a lottery here in the state of Utah.
We don't have to drive to Idaho.
Don't have to go to Wyoming to get your scratch card fix. All right. I'm telling you, this is what we need to have a full on. We just call it the Utah Lottery. I'm sure our bosses would be really excited about that. But we give away prizes, all free. Come on.
Somebody would find an issue.
That's not a raffle. We do it randomly, kind of. All right. All right, here's what we're going to do. Kick off the hour with the cut, as we always do, and we'll jump in also to the locals that are going to be part of the draft coverage and where they could go and where the best place would be for them to go. Let's kick off the cut right here at the top of the program.
It's time for the biggest story of the day. This is what made the cut with JJ and Alex on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
I was just watching... So Sam Merrill and Elijah Bryant, didn't they both
they
walk
were on
away
the
with rings?
Championship team with the Bucks, yes.
That's my favorite. And then on top of all of it, there is my favorite thing is that now Sam Merrill has just turned his career into something pretty dang special.
Oh yeah.
And so it's fun to see what these guys are doing.
Had 9 points last night in a loss to the Magic, 3 of 4 from three. So yeah.
Are they up 2-1 in that series?
Yes. They are.
So they'll still. I can't see
we haven't had
Donovan
a chance
and
to
company
dig into the NBA, but isn't it been crazy how dominant the home teams have been?
Yeah.
With a couple, obviously, we're watching one of them. The Pacers were able to get a game, and the Mavericks, which was no surprise, were able to steal a game in L.A. That's a 7-game series. But for the most part, it's been chalk.
Yeah. How have the Lakers done, Sly?
Everything I just said was just to set that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I know it was. Nice alley-oop. That was Dwayne Wade's run in Miami.
Aside from some examples, everything else has been chalk.
The Lakers will literally make you put your head through a wall.
Just ask Charles Barkley.
I feel just as frustrated as I was when I was getting drafted.
There's no version of me hating any of this. I love all of it. All right. We'll get back into that at some point, but let's talk about those locals. The Cut, as always, this hour is brought to you by the folks at Doug Smith Dealerships and American Fork and Spanish Fork. Subaru, Chevy, Kia, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, whatever you need. Great service starts with great know-how. Nobody knows like Doug Smith Dealerships. Hey, Doug. First quarter wild in Indiana, by the way. 38-20 at the break, or at the first break, although they called a foul on a Drew, you know, who the, yeah.
Patrick
Beverly.
Shooting a three. Come on now.
But he was like, he looked like Superman. He was like vertical. I mean, he was like horizontal.
Does he shoot a three any other way?
He was horizontal, and he got the foul call.
Of all the people to foul shooting a three.
Yeah, come on. Exactly.
That's, are you serious?
Come on.
Not Pat Bev.
All right. So the first local players to go are likely going to be Kingsley Sumataia. Jackson Powers-Johnson might go before him.
Yeah. I think he's first.
Yeah, Cole Bishop is kind of that third general kind of consensus we think that might be those guys. Jonah Ellis's name is being mentioned quite a bit. Now, that's the possibility of round two and round three. ESPN, for their round two, have places for these guys to go, right? And they only have round two up on ESPN. So let's look at what they have for a couple of these guys locally. They have Cole Bishop going to the Rams at the 52 overall pick. Not a bad place to land. And then they have Kingsley Sumataia going at the 53rd pick right after him. So one right after him to the Eagles, right? NFL.com has Cole Bishop going to the New England Patriots. No, thank you. Bleacher Report has New England and Kingsley being matched up. The Buccaneers picking the edge rusher Jonah Ellis before even Cole Bishop, according to Bleacher Report. The Green Bay Packers taking Cole Bishop. That might not be a bad landing spot for him. CBS Sports has the Commanders taking Kingsley, the Cowboys taking Cole Bishop. And then this is my favorite one overall, okay? NBC Sports. You ready for this? They have Kingsley going to the Washington Commanders at the 36th overall pick, so really early, round two.
Mm-hmm.
They have Cole Bishop going to the Washington Commanders in round two, just at the tail end of round two. And then the Washington Commanders taking Jonah Ellis in the third round.
Do we have a Utah insider?
Hey.
Maybe.
In Washington?
Maybe.
There could be something going on there. What is a perfect fit, not necessarily by a team, but like a place for a guy like Cole Bishop to go? What does he need to be able to develop? Like if you're going as a safety into the league, and they're asking you to do – tell me, Sly, what – not necessarily like a team, but like a good situation you want to go into as a rookie safety. Who is that second or third round type talent?
Well, I absolutely love all of these lists because it has Cole Bishop going to all different teams in every single one of everybody's
Some of report. Them ahead of even Kingsley and even Jonah Ellis sneaking right into the second round of some of these.
Right, and so I love that. But for Cole, you literally have to look at the division in need, right? You know, do the Buffalo Bills, who released both of their safeties in Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer, right? They don't have those guys anymore. They need safeties there, young guys that can run. Cole Bishop has proved that he can run because you got Miami in your division. You got also New England and the New York Jets, right? So you got to have somebody who can physical, come play the run against the Jets in the short pass game, cover those tight ends, which is all Cole Bishop. Comfortable in the cold weather, can make that happen. So I love him in Buffalo. But literally, he could go anywhere, just as all these lists. You see him in the L.A. Rams. I like him in that uniform. I like him in the L.A. Chargers. I like him in a lot of different scenarios. I even think Seattle, you know, could use a safety. And we know they traditionally like Utah guys. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different positions. I think Cole will be successful in a lot. And his versatility is what I think his draft status is. And I think that a team is going to trade up today to get him. I don't think he'll last until the third round. I see him going mid to late second round here. And I think that the Buffalo Bills are going to do that with their 4 5th round picks. They're going to trade a couple of those to get another value here in the second round.
My vote is for this Bleacher Report one, which would put us all second round for these guys, which means basically probably during our show.
And you got Cole at the end of that.
And Cole's at the end of that. And Jonah Ellis would be going 57th. That's the highest projection I've seen for Jonah Ellis. I don't know. You tell me.
I've got two for Cole Bishop.
Let's hear the best place for Cole Bishop then.
The Philadelphia Eagles. So the Eagles desperately need a safety, and they've got 2 second-round picks. So they can go out and get multiple positions in that second round, and they're a position where they maybe would have to wait until the third round to take that safety. They're like, we got our second pick here at number 53. We're going to pick a 50 and 53. Let's go get a safety with one of these two picks, and guess who may or may not be on the board? Cole Bishop. So it makes a lot of sense. And the Packers are another team I'll throw out there that could really use safety.
Why not the Bills?
No, he already said it.
Oh,
so
sorry.
I was trying to double up. The Bills are absolutely a candidate because, as we've said, they moved a lot of their veteran guys back there. They're going to be looking for some young players on value contracts, and Cole Bishop would be perfect for the Bills. But I will mention that the Eagles have 2 second-round picks, and the Packers also have a need. And those are good places for him to land. Those are quality organizations. They're winning organizations. Are the Eagles going to be great next year? We don't know. But those are organizations with a history of winning. He'd be great to go there. And I think he'd be successful in either place.
Let me throw one out. Speaking of teams that need to save money, and I'd love to play for this guy because he's your GM too. What about the 49ers for a guy like Cole Bishop?
John Lynch?
Yeah. Your GM's a former safety. They're trying to save money.
They did have to settle for what's his name from Penn State last year.
That's what I'm saying.
Talanoa Hufanga.
Hufanga has not worked out great yet, but I do think adding.
And he was Pro Bowl the year he was healthy.
Yeah, he just got hurt.
Yeah, he just got hurt.
I just think maybe you add Cole Bishop, and then you got you got a young guy who could kind of keep him, kind of help him along the way there. They're trying to save money, like I said.
I do like him more than the Penn State guy that they do have there. So maybe you trade him away later or something. But for the Niners?
Don't hate it.
Oh, no.
Come on. I like the idea. Again, I like to keep the local guys kind of all on the same teams too. It would be kind of fun to have Fred Warner and Cole Bishop on the field at the same time. It would be pretty fun.
That would be great. Well,
I'm trying to plan out you guys' show for you in the fall. Okay?
We can use the same highlights.
The same highlights. Fred Warner tips a ball. Guess who picks it off?
Cole Bishop.
Boom.
Dynamic.
I like it.
That's great.
All right. Let me see here. What about Kingsley? That's a guy who I don't have a lot of
confidence in going that high.
Going 36 for a lot of folks, a lot of folks have the Commanders taking him because they're the ones that I saw on NBC and then CBS. They both had him, but then a lot of the other draft boards have Washington taking Kingsley
at
36.
Right,
and we've talked about how that might be a little bit too high for the guy. First round, I think, would have been way too high. But what do you get if you take him in the early second round? And if you go to a place like the Commanders, you guys are both high on that organization right now because for the simple fact of the changeover of their of their ownership.
New culture.
But guess what they're also going to do is put a lot of emphasis on the fact that you brought in a number 2 overall quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And so
protect him.
Not just protecting him, but like they're really going to be like, hey, you're going into an awesome situation as a rookie where you can learn a lot, you can maybe get in a lot of games here, and like you're doing it at a system where they are invested in this one guy. Barring any injuries. So that might be a good fit for him. But I don't know. You know, Kingsley's a massive question mark for me. And it's funny, too, because anytime we say, I don't know if I love Kingsley right now at that super high spot, we always get ripped on by, you know, his family and everything for bringing it up. But there are question marks there. And if you think there are question marks that we have as media guys, those NFL teams all have question marks, too. They all do their homework. And they don't know.
I think eventually at some point the question marks start to get answered a little bit as you get farther down the draft and you're willing to take more of a risk. There's also some franchises that can afford to take the risk. I'm going to throw out one for Kingsley right now. Last pick in the second round, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Ooh.
I think it'd be a perfect place for him to go.
I keep betting on Andy Reid taking BYU guys, and he never does.
He waits until free agency.
Except for Dirty Daniel Sorensen, but that was a free agent.
Yeah.
An undrafted free agent.
Deal. Well, like, and Matt Bushman is still there, I think, right?
He just officially retired, I believe.
Oh, he did? Oh.
I think he's calling it a career.
But yeah, I bank on Andy Reid doing it, and he doesn't do it.
Yeah. No, well, maybe this is
so, a position. I mean, I think
it's a position of need.
Yeah.
And it's later in the second, and it's a team that's not going to, and no one's going to be like, oh, I can't believe the Chiefs wasted a second round pick or blah, blah. They don't have to worry about that, right? They're not one of these teams that's really desperate for stock. I think
the Chiefs
really
can do whatever, and everybody's like, yeah, that's fine.
Well, and especially
that's what I'm saying is there's no issue here with the Chiefs doing this, and they can totally sell it. This is Penei Sewell's cousin. He physically looks like him, and if we can get him more consistent and have him keep his motor going all the time, which he's going to have to do in the NFL to stick, then this is a perfect fit for him. And it's a perfect organization for him because I think he needs – if Kingsley went to a place that's not really stable and isn't quality, like he can get lost in that, I think. He needs somebody – he needs to go somewhere with a really strong organization, a lot of veteran leadership around him to really mentor him
and help him
make that transition to being a professional.
My favorite part about – offensive lineman going not in the top 15 picks of the draft. After that, people are like, oh, I like that pick because they've known nothing about the guy. Like, they'll have feelings about a running back, a wide receiver, a quarterback. But when you have a massive dude who has insane athletic ability and like you said, as long as you say Penei Sewell's cousin, like there's a lot. Yeah, it goes so far.
I'm trying to tell you, would you bet your school pedigree? Right. All of that comes
it
into play
comes
when
in,
you're picking
and then
the
people
guy.
Go, oh, you know, I like that draft pick. I think we kind of stole him there in the last part of the second round. They love that guy because they don't know much about the offensive tackles.
To your point, and you're absolutely right, is we do the opposite in the first round. Because when your team takes an offensive tackle in the first round, you're like,
not sexy enough.
You wanted the quarterback. You wanted the receiver.
Sexy.
You know who might be the best pick in the top 10?
Joe Alt.
I'm dead serious.
Is Joe Alt 7 feet tall? When he came out?
Well, that's another meme that was so funny. It was the Billy Madison when he's sitting in preschool around all the smaller people around him.
Freaking, I saw him and I went, oh my gosh. But yes.
Joe Alt swallows guys up.
He's also almost a guarantee.
Nobody is going to touch Justin Herbert for the next 10 years.
But those guys are almost the closest thing you can get to a guarantee also.
I know.
And it doesn't matter because it's not as cool.
We're all talking about the quarterbacks, but the best pick in the Hall of Famer in the top 10 may be Joe Alt.
Yeah, and it's tough because there are 6'9".
His dad played in the league, too. He's got the pedigree.
So, again, if you are – he was the first offensive tackle taken, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because then – but how many went in the first round? It was like 4 offensive tackles. You know what the need is on these teams.
These teams are smart. They're not dumb. You build a team from the inside out. You got to have linemen, both offensive and defensive, and then you figure out the rest.
They're coming off a year where Justin Herbert also missed games because of an injury.
Yes.
Last thing you freaking want. You've already got your franchise guy. By the way, who could be there forever? You got to protect him. You got to keep those guys out there. And so I think, on day one, Joe Walt's not wearing the sunglasses in the green room probably, but he wasn't even there. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He's not going to be that sexy pick. He's not wearing a red velvet suit.
Jeez.
Doesn't matter.
What about freaking Justin Herbert getting Troy Franklin?
I'm telling you.
A deep threat with that big arm?
Yeah, not in the first round?
Yeah.
Exactly.
What division?
The two Washington receivers still on the board, too.
What division are those guys in?
The Pac-2?
No, I'm saying what division are your Chargers in?
Oh, the AFC West?
That should be a fun one for you guys.
Okay. I know.
I'm saying, are the Broncos going to finish?
So the goal this year is to finish ahead of the Raiders.
So
that's the next step.
Be better than the Raiders.
That's the next step.
Baby steps, Alex.
Baby steps.
Hey, yeah, but we were better than you guys.
We have five draft picks in 3 years.
All that matters.
You're not gonna build Rome in a day.
I had my time with my Seahawks. I want to thank Coach Pete Carroll. I want to thank that organization.
You need to thank George Payton of the Denver Broncos for speeding up the Seahawks rebuild. That's what you need to thank.
Yeah. It gave us a little sliver of hope. I don't think it's there anymore, but all right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We've got tons more around the corner. We're going to go non-NFL draft on the way back here because we want to talk a little bit of hockey. We're going to have some fun. Again, it's a fun Friday, so we're going to let me see here. Oh, yeah, we're going to do our songs.
The goal songs.
Now, you have to have a goal song.
Oh, we got Hey, Jeremy, this is a little homework during the break. I know you love this mid-show. We got to pull the train horn goal sound as well, because that's also part of the thing. Because it's not just it's the train horn with the song. It has to make have a feeling to it.
Is it a train horn or an 18-wheeler?
No, it's like a train. Like
it's a train?
It's like a some people do it differently, but it is. If you look it up, it's a train. It's like a traditional train horn, like that big, the biggest horn you can get. We're going to do, see?
It's already got it. Jerry's on it. All right, fine. He's on it.
Okay, we're going to have the goal songs for the NHL because we have to, among all the new things we have to pick for this new team in Utah, the new goal song has to be a part of it. And yes, every team has a goal song. Stay with us, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Your home for the best coverage of the Jazz, Utes, and Cougars is right here on The Zone. This is JJ and Alex, presented by G2G Bars on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Welcome back. It's JJ and Alex on a Friday. Thanks for being with us. Stevenson, Sylvester, Sly in studio with us, all of our draft coverage. Pre-draft this week, and then both days of the draft we've been having, yesterday's first round and today. Sly, 3 days with us this week. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thanks
Love
for coming
it, man.
In.
We I mean, me and JJ was killing it while you were on.
No, I know. It was good.
You know, I've been here.
But it's fun. It does have
Sly's a... Sly's going to need a vacation now.
Yeah, I'm telling Nate
KSL
I need a residency.
Yeah, hey, listen.
I need residency.
I think you need
I'll
to do
give
something.
I'll give you a quick way to take 8 weeks.
There you go.
You've been able to do it how many times?
Well, here's the thing. Never, because the new policy was after I had my most of my kids. And then, you know, he had the latest kid, and there's just no freaking way I would take 8 weeks. But
what do you do?
God bless the people who can. Yeah, I took three, and I got in trouble, I felt like. So there you go. All right, what do we have? First of all, don't miss your chance to win every week on the KSL Sports Zone. It's our Win Ticket Wednesdays, now known across the world, famous everywhere. Pair of tickets that we give away every show all day long on a Wednesday. Uh-oh. You got to cut JJ's mic on this one because he'll probably have some things to say. Win tickets to see Pitbull at the Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater on September 25th.
What?
Listen to KSL Sports, to the KSL Sports Zone all day on Wednesday for your chance to win. We'll give those tickets away. And the winner this week on every show is going to get a pair of tickets to see Pitbull.
Wait a second.
At Utah First Credit Union.
Did I miss this? JJ doesn't like Pitbull?
I just assumed. No one's good enough for JJ's musical taste. You'll find that out
soon.
You don't
like Pitbull?
Pitbull's one more album away from playing a lounge in Wendover.
I knew he had something to say. By the way.
Him and ZZ Top would be great at Wendover.
Oh, gosh. Don't get going on ZZ
Stop!
Top. Hey, you know what? Pitbull. Mr. Worldwide. Come on.
Mr. Worldwide.
Let's go. Yeah, of Dr.
Pitbull,
Pepper commercial
Pitbull
fame.
Couldn't even step foot on the same stage as ZZ Top. Not worthy.
Come on.
You don't say those words in Miami. Pitbull goes off.
Slash was great with ZZ Top, by the way.
Any music sounds great when you're drunk or high.
All right.
Get that drop. Any music sounds great when you're drunk or high. That's another JJ drop we will never forget.
Man, know your demographic, JJ. My target audience.
Mr. Worldwide. Yeah, that's us. So here's what happens. Now, explain to me, because every player in baseball now has to have a walk-up song, right? And all the kids basically want to have a walk-up song. They want to have walk-up songs for everything. Team coming out of the tunnel for your high school football game, boom, they got songs, right?
It's great, absolutely. By the way.
It is awesome. It's turned it up. It's great. Now, in the NHL, after you score a goal, it's not just the train horn that sounds. It's also a song that plays in that moment while you're kind of getting everybody. Because there is that gap, right, of the goal gets scored, everybody comes over and hugs each other, fine. They got to get the puck out of the net, and then they take it to center ice. You got a couple of guys who change up. They might do a little line change. Wait, what's that horn sound like?
There we go.
Yeah, there it is. That's a little more
music to my ears.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's a little bit more trucky.
I'm telling you, it sounds like a 18-wheeler going down the freeway.
That's, that's a horn.
It is. It's a. So then the music plays after that, right? Now, we shot a TikTok today.
Oh,
How old are we?
You did a talk tick?
Who was it that said it was a? It was the Speaker of the House, former Speaker of the House. What's her name? Nancy Pelosi. She was like, when they were doing the whole thing at the in Congress recently, she's like, now the talk. How long exactly have we been working for the talker? The talk. You know, like, it's just awful. And I just fell for it too. Now, we made a TikTok earlier. Yes, we did make a TikTok video earlier. What it was about was what our version of the Utah goal song for our Utah National Hockey League team should be. Now, these are just small details, but they're important to the atmosphere, right?
100%.
So you don't want to miss. You don't want to miss on it. JJ, you want to go first on your picks? Because you're usually the musical genius among
Is almost as important as your logo and your uniforms. Now, Jeremy, picked... Jeremy, I did throw three your way.
I'm good.
Do I have time for three?
We'll make time.
Oh, okay. Come on. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
I'm going to start. No particular order. I have three.
I want you to imagine.
You don't have it in order?
I don't want you to imagine.
Well, he texts me in order, so we'll do that order.
Let me get my text. I'm going to do that in order, Jeremy.
You got to have it in order.
I don't want to catch you off guard here.
I want you to imagine, though.
Okay.
Clayton Keller.
So do you want me to start with number three, Jeremy, or you want me to go with number one? Okay, here's number one. You can't have hockey. Without some butt rock! Oh, yeah!
Nobody has that one?
No team in NHL has Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue. We got to get to the chorus, because this is what has to start playing.
I like that.
As soon as I score the goal, you go, oh!
I like
that. Yeah! Kickstart My Heart, hope it never stops!
Look, if Beavis and Butthead can sign off on this, I'm with it. I'm all for it.
Here we come. Here's the part where you start, you play the horn. Here we go.
I wish everybody could see JJ doing the drums right now.
17,000 fans screaming with this song playing after a goal. The team celebrating.
Yeah.
Have I not nailed it?
It's a good start.
I like that.
Just the amount of, listen, I'm going to grow a greasy hair, like long hair.
Oh, I'm getting a mullet.
Because you can be bald like me on the top.
I want to see Sly in a mullet.
You can be bald like me on the top, but then have the stringy hair that you make into
outfit.
You can get the stringy hair ponytail, bald on top, but with a ponytail on the back, I'll do it.
Stringy hair ponytail.
I will do it. Get a little grease in there.
Oh, okay. Are we going around, or are we going to have JJ read all three?
For those of you out there.
We're going around, or we're going to have
JJ? Do I get more? Okay.
It's John Clayton.
My number two.
I look like John Clayton from ESPN. I'm done with my segment. Play Motley Crue.
Clayton's
all first. Right. My number two. Fight for Your Right to Party by the Beastie Boys.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not feeling this one.
No, come on.
You got to go. You got to fight. Boom, boom. For your right to party. Everybody goes nuts when the goal scores.
See, I'm telling you.
I don't know. I like the first one.
If you start
from
the chorus, it hits.
I can definitely see me with some special Kool-Aid on the Zamboni. Spinning Brodies with this.
Special Kool-Aid. Don't let people drive around, by the
Maybe
way.
Maybe a brass monkey?
With special Kool-Aid.
Funky monkey?
I wasn't going to say
Funky monkey. That grew me and my little brother, we went ham on Funky monkey growing up.
Oh no.
I thought you were going to have to hit the dump button for a second there, Jeremy. I was a little concerned.
Okay, I don't want to hog up the time. I got one more.
Listen, we made this a longer segment for this very reason.
Okay, one more.
Okay. Those are solid picks.
And I cannot believe nobody in the NHL has this song.
Okay.
We could make it ours. Jump Around by House of Pain.
Oh, yeah. See?
Now, can you imagine they score a goal and everybody just starts jumping up and down?
Oh, this right here.
17,000 fans going nuts and jumping
because
up and down after a goal.
You're literally packing it up and packing it in with the group, right? That's what you're doing with 17,000 people.
A group barbecue.
This is my pick for you. Everybody
get together.
My favorite of your picks is this one.
I still like number one.
Because I asked you, I said, do the Bruins have
Nelson
Payne?
Nobody has it.
This is a Boston group.
Three of the songs I just threw out there, nobody in the NHL has those as goal songs.
You're big on backgrounds. We don't have many.
Well, Seattle, the Kraken picked Nirvana.
Lithium.
Lithium, that was pretty
and
dope.
I was thinking, who's the Utah band that we use? I mean, I came up with Imagine Dragons, Neon Trees.
The Killers have the Killers, time.
Right. I just don't think that has enough
kickstart.
Right.
To use a pun.
Literally.
I like those.
You literally kickstart.
Alex.
Okay. Well, okay. Sly, you want to go or you want me to go? Yeah, I'll go. Yeah, he's still trying to. Mine are so good, he's still trying to figure out exactly how we're going to put it together.
All right, the song's all right, that obscure.
Right. So. No,
can't find it anywhere.
Tequila.
I tried to think of. You know, what would just make sense? What just happened? We just scored a goal, right? Absolutely love the atmosphere, what happens in Utah. And it's none other than Miley Cyrus. You got to come in.
Miley!
You got to come in like a wrecking ball, right? Like, just have this feeling, just a nice, slow, everybody feels it. I'm just playing. We're not doing wrecking
ball. Gosh.
I'm just playing.
I can't.
We were all going to be
like, great if the lights came on.
That song came in like a wrecking ball.
Hey, Jeremy, we gotta let the beat hit on that though. No, and it's not this one.
Oh, what?
Not this one.
He's talking about a wrecking ball. Give me the hook on wrecking ball.
Yeah,
there's no hook on wrecking ball. That's the problem.
The thing is, all three of us right here are gonna be. I'm coming like a wrecking ball.
And Miley, or you have JJ coming down from the rafters after we score a goal with the lights just blaring.
With no clothes on?
I can't.
That's how they do it.
That's the only way to do it.
No, I just play it. No wrecking ball. But for me, my first one that I absolutely love has to be DMX.
Ooh.
Party Up.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Party Up.
Drop
after
that.
A goal is scored, and just imagine the lights. Just imagine the lights going off with this.
Okay. Okay.
Who's going to lose their mind? Up and where?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you gotta love some DMX.
That would work.
Party Up.
That
I like
would work.
It.
See, but there's a thing that happens at BYU when they like play the Kanye West songs, like that. I'm like,
that's another one. Feel but like you can't play Kanye right now. There's no way.
No, you can't play Kanye on anything.
Good thing we're not at BYU, Alex.
Well, no, I know. What I'm saying is that I imagine like because okay, we've all been to like these. Think about the season ticket holders, right? It's going to be these, like, I picture, like, my mom dancing to DMX, dude, being like, up in here,
dude,
like,
DMX is so old, he's passed away.
I know.
What? Does it matter?
Wait, is he literally no longer with us?
Yeah.
That's right. Wow.
No,
wait a minute.
That doesn't matter. It's all about the feeling. Everybody wants to party up after a goal is scored.
Oh, no, I love my picks, but Sly, I think you nailed it with that one. That's really good. That's
DMX
like, that's got to be considered.
I like that one, but my other one that I had that I love, and actually I'm
is
just like.
Is this your number one?
I think this last one is my number one with a close Party Up, right? And it's got to be Roscoe Dash, All the Way Turned Up.
Let's hear it.
I love that one.
See, this has a build to it, too.
Yeah. But I just think if we can get the light show, right, the lights to go off with this,
You got to get the right. Because now the thing to play is yes, this is a good drop. That's a good drop right there.
Yeah.
And then when you do the thing like when they, because like when they score touchdowns now or you hit home runs, the whole stadium, everything has LED lights.
High schools do it, right?
Right. It all turns on and off.
High schools, yeah.
Yeah.
So if we get a good light show with these that goes with the beat, Party Up or All the Way Turned Up, I think the crowd would just go crazy.
All right.
I like it.
I did want to stay a little bit more local. I think there is some local flair. Jeremy.
Your recommendations.
No, but JJ rolled out. I'm doing it in the order I text you, by the way. JJ rolled out the. He rolled out what some of the bands were. And I don't love all the ones that have quote, because they're not like full on like a local flair. So imagine the first goal especially being scored and, you know, the lights could be going off, whatever. But the reality is this is a crazy moment. So this is what it should sound like after the first goal is scored. Okay. Local flair.
Motown.
Local flair. Come on. The lights are going. Hold on. This is where the beat drops right here.
I'm waiting for it. I just got
it. That was my one. That was my one joke pick. All right.
No. Absolutely.
Hey.
Not.
But I, when you play that too, you know what happens is that people, it make, because if a goal gets scored, you do that when a goal gets scored after like a month.
That's what, there you
that,
go. I like that.
That makes sense.
Like,
yeah, that's, like what, that's what works.
That a very sarcastic.
No, you
goal
do it.
Song.
You do it for that. Now this is my first pick. My first legitimate pick. This is what we do. This is when you go crazy. Everything's going bonkers. The crowd is into it. First goal gets scored. Imagine Clayton Keller. Boom! He hits the back of the net. And then here we go. We're partying in Utah now. Imagine. Then tears of joy. Okay. They're skating around. You know that's what it's a dramatic feel too. Come on. The hugs at the center ice.
Bro, this is
come on.
This is like if you like told your prom date, let's get away from the prom and just go one-on-one on the ice.
You can't slow dance post-goal.
Let's go one-on-one on the ice. I don't want to tell anybody that. Let's go one-on-one on the ice. Listen,
that was a masterpiece.
I agree. Thank you.
Fine.
Perfect timing, Jeremy.
Fine.
That was
I'll let
horrible.
You guys pick the music.
You're about fired. All right.
That's all you got?
That was terrible.
That's it.
I was because mine was full on going for the local flair with the Motab, which obviously wasn't going to work. I wanted to bring the heart
you have
feeling
to have
of
a third.
No, I didn't give him one, but my honest one was Barracuda. You bring in some heart Barracuda, I'm all about it. Okay,
I like that.
So that has a little bit of a some jamming on there, but
you
I don't
could do Paranoid by Black Sabbath.
The thing is all of those. All the ones you guys did, I would absolutely be excited about.
Even Funky Monkey.
Brass Monkey would be pretty dope. But of all the Beastie Boys songs, probably not the best one of all those. I mean, Sabotage would be pretty dope, mm-hmm. you know, if you come out on
absolutely.
There. But, yeah, I always leave the – I would always relinquish the music picking duties to JJ.
Yeah,
I'm blown away that no NHL team has Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue. That's so hockey to me.
Do you think Motley Crue – what's the guy's name? Pam Anderson's ex-boyfriend. What's his name?
Tommy Lee.
Do you think Tommy Lee was like, we want $14 million for you to be able to use that song? And every team was like, no, we're passing. I could literally see – Motley Crue asking for way too much like royalties to be able to use it. But there, I'm surprised. We'll keep working on it. We'll hone our craft on it. So far, a good start. Do you think Motab would do a rendition of one of these?
Like Motab do Kickstart My Heart? Or how about the DMX song?
Y'all gonna make me.
As far as ranking goes, I definitely
here.
Kickstart My Heart.
Listen,
party.
They do some B-sides over at the Choir the Tabernacle
Y'all
Square.
Y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here.
This officially turned into the weirdest segment ever, Jeremy. I love it.
It's Friday.
Rise and shout, the king is round. Okay. Let's take a break. I think we hit. We said we were going to have fun. That was beyond fun. That's too much fun.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Sure.
All right. We'll take the break. We'll come back when we do. Some BYU basketball news. Cougar fans excited. Should be. I want to know what kind of the process. I wish we could really get into these guys' heads and really kind of figure out that process because we saw pictures. We all saw pictures of Richie Saunders getting off the plane with Mark Pope in Lexington. But he's staying in Provo. Another name added as well today, a big name that Cougar fans are excited about. So we'll get to that. Stay with us, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Accessing.
When TV and radio collide.
Love it.
Wow.
This is what you get. You're listening to JJ and Alex, presented by G2G Bars.
Don't touch that dial.
On 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Welcome back, JJ and Alex, Alex Keery, Jeremiah Jensen, Stevenson Sylvester, Sly, and JJ and myself having way too much fun in studio. You can join the party right along here with us. Yeah, we had some weird, I know that people have said we had some crazy parties in Provo, but we were really.
Y'all got it done.
We got it, like our goal was to get him broken up. right? To have the Provo police show up and go. Yeah, it was a lot of this. Rock and roll. Rock and Navy. See? No, come on. We had way better music than that.
Y'all are no Project X over there. See, if your goal is to get it broken up, you haven't done it wild.
But that's the best part is you, they're like,
our goal
okay,
is
who's
to try
the owner?
To keep it down.
Hey, who's the owner of the house? And we always had a plan. It was like, that guy over there. And maybe it was like, that guy over there.
You always needed and then, somebody. You're the owner today.
So it was just like, we had tons of fun. But you always had to have a good, and basically all the songs that JJ brings up, those are all the good ones. All right. So those are all the fun ones. That's how you have a house party. All right. I had a suggestion for a hockey goal song. Let me see if I can, somebody just message me about it. I feel like it's going to be inappropriate. Hasn't come through yet. All right. Let me see here. Oh, we were going to do our, I wanted to roll this out. This is some BYU basketball news. JJ, of course, Richie Saunders had already taken himself out of the transfer portal. That was a big ad to get him back. That was a big deal. The number one question for BYU fans after the exit of guys like Ali Khalifa, guys like Colin Chandler, who never ended up actually playing even a second in Provo, leaving and not coming back, then the question was going to be about Dallin Hall. How big of a deal is it that today Dallin Hall saying that he's staying, he's going to run it back, and he's going to do it in Provo after Duke, Creighton, Utah, Clemson all called? Dallin Hall stays at BYU. How big of a deal is that for Kevin Young
year one? Massive. This is huge. And you're losing your best player in Jackson Robinson. You couldn't afford to lose your second best player in Dallin Hall. I think we all agree Jackson Robinson is an NBA draft pick, probably second round pick. So I'm not going to sit here and say that Dallin Hall is better than him. But you keep Dallin Hall, who had a lot of interest, including Duke, Creighton, Utah, and Clemson. And he was on a recruiting trip at Creighton with Steve Ashworth, who a former Utah State player, Lone Peak High star. And it was looking like Dallin Hall was gone. And so to get him back, to get two really important players. Dallin Hall, number one, probably going to be your best player to start the season next year. Richie Saunders, a very important role player and a guy off the bench, if not a starter next year as well. And now Kevin Young has got some momentum. He brought in his own guys. I think that was recruiting number one, is to get your guys back. And now he can go out and add some pieces around these guys who he knows is back. And BYU can be right there again, right at the top of the conference. And it's going to be tougher next year. 16 teams instead of 14. They've added really good teams, Arizona, Colorado. Those are really good teams that are coming into this conference, so it's not going to get any easier. So BYU needs to be loaded up, and it's just so massive that they have both of these guys coming back.
Yeah, I think that's the KYU effect, right?
Exactly.
And when you're doing stuff like that, it's good for him to not start from zero, right? Because when you have a coach that
leaves. So what's a pitch for a guy like that where you go, okay, he's coming in brand new with a lot of energy?
He doesn't even have to. It's Kevin's resume. It's like, I've been here, I've done this. I'm bringing guys around.
He can make a call and Chris Paul's on his FaceTime.
Yes, he can do stuff like that. Yeah. He's got all these guys vouching for him. So all of that was very important. When he got signed, all of those Devin Bookers, the Kevin Durants, everybody talking about him was very, very important for that. And so guys like Dallin Hall would be like, I'm that much closer. We had a great year last year. You know, it was honestly surprising. First year in the Big 12.
So guess what? Dallin Hall leads all of the recruiting visits, right? When guys come into town, like that's what you do. Your guy comes in and you got the players who kind of lead him around. It's like, get the guy who went into the transfer portal and made the decision to come back, because he'll have reasons and he'll tell you why you should go to BYU.
That conversation, yeah.
That's it's a big one for the Cougs. I was certain that there are a lot of these kids that would have just wanted a fresh start somewhere else.
Yeah,
run it back, but with somebody else.
You're not starting from zero. I think that's huge for a guy coming in and having to reestablish himself in the college market.
Right.
He's been with the NBA for a while now.
Duke, that's an Elite Eight team from last year, right?
It is.
So was Clemson. I don't know where Creighton ended up. Did they get to the Sweet 16?
They were darn close. They were the Sweet 16, yes.
Yeah. So you get all those teams calling. I mean, Duke by itself, like just on the name alone. Not to mention the schooling you're going to get while you're there. It's just as amazing. BYU loses that recruiting battle with Duke historically every time.
Right.
And so
the Big 12 effect.
It's awesome. All right. We'll take a break. We got more to go around the corner. Let's get to round two of the NBA.
Kozlowski officially signed today as well.
Yes. So see? You get a flip from USC over to BYU? Why not? We'll take a break. We'll come back. We got the NFL draft round two. Get those locals. As soon as they're drafted, we'll get you to them right here, 97.5 The Kiss, All Sports Zone.